Morning. Welcome to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. Thank you for being at the other end of the radio waves and also the telephone line as well. If you hear something that trips your trigger on today's program and you would like to participate in the conversation, you may do so at 414-1234. Long distance from you to Tallahassee, it's 800-926-8809 and the email perspectives at WFSU.org. I tell you, there are so many reasons to celebrate right now. Number one, the legislative session is almost over. The excitement is building. The anticipation is growing, and hopefully we will sine die on time tomorrow. Might have to come back for a special session on personal injury protection or redistricting or something, but otherwise looks like they're on track to get out of Dodge on time. But it is also National Nutrition Month. How are you marking that occasion? Do you have anything special for your family's observance? Well, maybe you should, because we all know the statistics that we've been dealing with here for the past several years indicating that there is an absolute pandemic, not epidemic, pandemic of obesity, particularly among kids. We're now above 30% of children in this area being either overweight or morbidly obese, which is tragic. So a lot of organizations and groups are focusing on that situation, not the least of which being Whole Child Leon. And also over in the private sector, we have at least one locally based restaurant chain that's kicking in on that. So we'll be talking about all of that and more this morning on Perspectives as we go around the table and introduce you to our guests this morning. Number one, Courtney Atkins, Executive Director of Whole Child Leon, licensed professional counselor, certified employee assistance professional, and Tally Homegirl, mother of two. Courtney, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Right next door, Lori Danello Roberts, local graphic designer, former publisher of Family Forum magazine. It's no longer available in hard copy form, but it has migrated to wholechildleon.org on that website. It's a terrific resource. We'll be talking about that, too. Good to see you again, Lori.
Nice to see you, Tom.
It has been years.
Yes, it has.
I remember when you were on the radio waves with Family Forum Live, you and Trish Higgins-Kurowski, and that was a lot
of
fun.
That was a fun time. It's a fun time.
Well, I'm glad we can kind of revisit that situation again. Over here on my extreme left, your right, is Bradford Lewis, part owner and founder of Red Elephant Restaurants out there on Thomasville Road. That chain celebrating 5 years. And Brad, you got 8 restaurants in Florida and Alabama. Did you expect 5 years ago when you got this enterprise started, it was going to grow like this?
We had high hopes, but we know we didn't expect it. So it's very exciting.
No, we're going to talk about the kid-friendly menu and other kid-friendly features that you have at your place as well. And your input again, 414-1234, 800-926-8809. Start off with you, Courtney. How did Whole Child Leon kind of get into the healthy kids business? Don't we have a lot of – I mean, we have healthy kids, and we have Cynthia Harris and her bunch that are working on a lot of initiatives. What about you guys? What do you do?
Absolutely. Well, Whole Child's focus is children 0 to 5, the really youngsters. But like you said, 30% and more of our third graders, those statistics come from third graders, are at risk for being obese or are obese. And we decided at Whole Child that we should focus on the younger kids to get this nutrition information out there and wellness information. And we started in pre-K sites and early learning centers with the 95210 message. And we've been working closely with Cynthia Harris's group, the Childhood Obesity Prevention Education Coalition, and this initiative has really taken off. It's just a simple message, 95210. It stands for 9 hours of sleep every day, 5 fruits and vegetables, 2 hours of screen time or less, 1 hour of physical activity, and 0 sugary beverages and tobacco. And this message, implementing it early on, is really reaching young children, educators, and their families. And we thought, how can we take it a step further? So we started thinking about the family-friendly restaurant idea to really highlight restaurants that were taking nutrition to a healthy level for kids and offering healthy choices on their children's menu.
Well, that's when we kick it over here to Brad, a family-friendly restaurant. Now, Red Elephant Restaurants, for those, they're probably, what, one or two people maybe who have not visited your establishment since you opened it 5 years ago, Brad. But your whole concept seemed to be, at least initially, something other than just, kid-healthy foods. But how did you make that part of your whole menu thing?
We originally started, the president of our company was from, had a history in food service, and he wanted to have an opportunity that allowed him to spend more time with his family. So that was kind of one of the underlying principles of the whole concept. And then with that, we saw a void in the marketplace for a facility where truly a family could go with young children, where they wouldn't be looked at if their kid was a little excited or maybe walking up and down the aisle or standing up in the booth. And that was kind of the beginning on the Red Elephant. We wanted to do it in a family-friendly, upscale, a little more modern environment that was really welcoming to anyone of any age, you know, from the very 0 to 5 or the older couple as well.
Well, I heard someone describe it to me. I will not mention the name of the person, but said that going to your establishment is this weird amalgam of a Chuck E. Cheese and an Andrews. And somehow you kind of blend that together somehow.
Well, it's it's a hybrid. We have, you know, there's original art on the walls, but there's also a game room. So it's we kind of span the spectrum, and we're happy to have such a wide appeal.
Well, we want to talk about some of the specifics of the menu and how you make healthy food appealing to kids. I don't know too many who like bean sprouts and tofu and that sort of thing. Laurie, the resource that now is with Whole Child Leon, number one, how did you migrate that, and what kind of information and other things do you have on that people can avail themselves of?
Well, when we first started doing the magazine and the resource listings, my children were pretty young. They're teenagers now. But it's one of those things, like, you know, art is in Tallahassee, but you don't always know where to look for it. And COCA really helped doing that. And we wanted something for parents to where there are things that you need to know, and then there's things you want to know. And so we had listings of all the important things when you were in a challenging state that you needed this resource information. And we wanted to couple that with something that I want to go out to dinner and I want to take my kids. Where do I go? Not a need, a want. And that's where the family-friendly listing came from. And so we decided, me as a mom, sat in a restaurant with a rickety high chair and a waitress looking at me like this. And I said, I'm not coming back to this restaurant until my kids are grown. And I didn't. And so I really started looking at the restaurant, and then I had to start educating my waitress when I would go. I'd say, I would like for you to keep the hot plate back before bringing it out. I would like you to do this. Please do not serve coffee over my child. And it was just one of those things where I felt every parent wants this, and parents want to know, and the servers need to know things that you just don't do for safety reasons or for polite reasons. So that's where it all came from. And now with Whole Child, our mission is to educate parents and the community businesses that it's all of us who are raising our children, and we need to work together in restaurants. We go to restaurants, and every restaurant that can step up and help children feel welcome, families feel welcome, and families be safe, we're all for it. And we want parents to come look for our lists for things they want and things they need.
Well, Courtney Atkins, this kind of plays into what is going on locally, because the last information I got from the Tallahassee Chamber was that we have a higher percentage of families who eat out on a regular basis in Tallahassee than most other places within a 150-mile radius of us. So that this would seem to be filling some kind of a need.
That's right. And we know from our website that one of the highest hit traffic areas is the Kids Eat Free Nights at restaurants. And we know families are going there and using that resource guide to find it. And we like that we can encourage families to eat, dine out together instead of just the parents going and keeping the kids at home. So restaurants like the Red Elephant to embrace this, it's wonderful.
Can you put pressure on, I mean, just the fact that, you know, Brad has a great restaurant that has the approval of Whole Child Leon and some other folks in the community that, hey, this is good food for kids that they'll still enjoy. Can you maybe put pressure on other restaurant chains to modify their menus along the same line?
We hope so. We hope that by, you know, highlighting Red Elephant as our first family-friendly restaurant in town, and they're certainly so community-minded, it was an easy choice and they do things right, that other restaurants will go to our website at wholechildleon.org and look for that toolkit that helps them learn how they can become a family-friendly restaurant. And by doing so, they get a colorful sticker in their window and all kinds of media attention through our website and the Democrat and all our other media partners like WCTV. So we're hoping other restaurants will want to join in.
And there's plenty of restaurants out there right now that already meet the criteria.
Which is simple.
You're
isn't
a perfect icon for family friendly, but that doesn't mean that you're the only one out there. And so we really encourage everybody to go to the website and just fill out the form. They're probably already doing it. And if not, maybe just have one little thing to tweak. And we would love to help get the word out that they are family friendly.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Jackie's been on hold here for quite a while. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
I was calling because first I want to congratulate our restaurants and schools for this necessary step. But I go to the recreation center, our city recreation centers, and see these huge soda pop machines and candy machines. And so the kids eat a healthy lunch at school and then come over to play and get, you know, what. So I wonder if we could complete the chain. Surely our city should be leading the way.
Yeah, and I would think since the gentleman who's in charge of Parks and Recreation Department also happens to sit on the Leon County School Board, there might be some kind of synergy going on, right, Courtney?
Right, and Jackie, that's a great – I'm really glad to hear your comment. You heard me earlier speaking about the 95210 initiative, and it really came out of what's called the Community Health Action Response Team. And that's a group of community members, including Parks and Rec, that are trying to change policy. Things like making our parks tobacco-free, healthy vending machine options in our schools and in our parks. It's baby steps, but we are working on it. So I appreciate you calling in and bringing that to the forefront.
And maybe we could give a little shout-out to Dee Crumpler, who is the head of the City of Tallahassee Parks and Recreation Department and also sitting on the school board. Since there is an initiative, there has been for quite some time, to have kids eat healthier in our schools, get some of the vending machines out, get healthier choices into the menu, and now with the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services taking over the supplying of food to school cafeterias, that may have some impact, too. 414-1234-800-926-8809 for perspectives. And we're talking about nutrition for kids, better nutrition. You have any input or ideas, give us a call. I tell you, it's almost lunchtime and I'm getting hungry, but we want to eat healthy today because we are observing National Nutrition Month here on Perspectives and hopefully elsewhere. We want to get our plate in shape, and this is an advisory that came out from the Leon County Health Department as they celebrate National Nutrition Month and Registered Dietitian Day. That's coming up on March 14th. How are you going to celebrate that? Maybe with a Red Elephant pizza. That might be a good way to do it.
Great idea.
Yeah, there we go. Well, Brad Lewis, tell us about Red Elephant and the family and kid-friendly menu choices that you folks have. That, I mean, healthy food the kids want to eat. How do you pull that off?
You know, we try to it's not easy, first of all, because I have a young child of my own, and we try to offer as many things as possible so he can experience different fruits, vegetables, and healthy choices. But in the restaurant setting, you know, we try to make the atmosphere conducive to where kids want to go there, and that way, once they get there, the parents have the choice of getting the kids something that they will like. So on our kids' menu where we have, you know, games, a coloring exercise, and a couple other things, we put choices on there like a grilled chicken sandwich. We have fresh fruit in the restaurant every single day. We have steamed vegetables as an option, and those are always there. And, of course, if a parent sees something on the primary menu they would like to customize for their child, whether it's sliced turkey or if it's a side of rice, we have other healthy options available. And I think, you know, one of the things I've learned with having young children is you have to give them the opportunity to try this stuff to see if they will like it. And if you do that in a fun atmosphere that they enjoy, I think that only kind of helps them experience the food in a better arena to hopefully they will create a a good habit as opposed to one where they just like the unhealthy foods that, you know, as a treat, we many people do enjoy.
Yeah, because I think not just psychologically but physiologically, we like fat. We were programmed way, way back in prehistory because you have more calories in fat than you do anything else. And if you're kind of foraging and hunting for your own food, you want to get the most efficient kind of food you can. So we're kind of predisposed to this. So can we break that cycle, Lori?
Well, I think we can, but I think that Brad makes up a very good point that oftentimes we use you better eat your vegetables or else you're not going to get a dessert or your whatever. And when you liken healthy food to a fun atmosphere and a fun time, it changes the dynamic for a child. And so also when you go out, particularly if a parent goes into Red Elephant for the first time and it's fun, choose the healthy item first. Don't go for, you know, the French fries and the fried chicken fingers or something. Let them associate the healthy food with the fun place, and then it ties it together.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, and so don't give them dessert first either, right?
Don't give them dessert first.
Yeah. Debbie's on the line giving us a call here on Perspectives in a nutritionally wholesome way. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I was calling this morning because listening to your show, I was wondering why there can't be more effort made to offer vegan choices to children in Leon County, that there's a growing number of kids, families that are embracing a meatless or a lighter footprint with meat. And the options aren't available in the school lunches.
That is a good point, because we do have the standardized – I come from a town so small, we would do the school luncheon menus first thing in the morning on the air, and everyone loved that. I think more people listened to that than probably the music or news or anything else that we did. But you don't have that range of choices. At least we have not had it traditionally in the schools. Anyone can address that? How do we get more choices and stuff?
Well, Debbie, I think just bringing it to the attention on the air is a good idea. It might be a perfect niche for a new restaurant to start.
That's right. And then you do gluten-free items, don't you?
We do have a gluten-free menu as well. We don't have vegan at this time, but nuts. It's a very interesting topic, something we should look into and see what products are out there that we could possibly incorporate into a future menu.
Yeah, I think there is one vegan exclusive restaurant, a little tiny place out on Tharp Street. It's called Sweet Pea. And there have been a million different, seemingly, people who have taken over that property right next to a meat market, which is, you know, Stars Meat Market, which is, I think, the supreme irony. But there have been all sorts of restaurants that have tried and died to make a go of it at that place. And this little Sweet Pea restaurant has been hanging on now for, I think, two years, which is a lifetime for that place. But you've also got, let's see, I think Hopkins Eatery, they have some non-meat things. There are a growing number of restaurants, it would seem, that are kind of leaning in this direction. And that would seem appropriate for the schools, too, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is where Whole Child Leon really comes in, because it starts – we have to educate the population about the importance. And Debbie brings up a good point. If you don't know the benefits to eating vegan and you don't start start working with a child between the ages of 1 to 5 and create those healthy eating habits. You know, if they hate vegetables until they're 5 years old, chances of them liking it, you know, from 5 to 25 aren't very high, I wouldn't think. So I think if we create these healthy choices at an early age, get the tools in front of the parents so they can create these good eating habits, maybe incorporate some vegan or meat-free alternatives. I think that's why Whole Child Leon, focusing on this, getting the information out to this young group, is just a wonderful resource for Tallahassee, Florida to have.
Okay. If I want to put together a healthier menu lineup for my kids, is that resource helpful in that regard too, Courtney?
Absolutely. On our website, we have a whole 95210 pages with information, healthy recipes. We had Chef Jason at Publix Aprons Kitchen create a whole child pasta skillet. It's an inexpensive and healthy and quick recipe that parents can make at home. Just to piggyback on what Brad said, the earlier we start with trying to let children have a taste for vegetables and fruits is so important. We go to a lot of outreach events at Whole Child, and we have this little activity we play with young children. And when I say young, six and under, where they put their hand into a box and try to identify the fruit or vegetable. And you would be surprised the number of children that don't know what a cucumber is or broccoli, never seen a bell pepper. It's just, it's unbelievable. But so we do know that children are just not experiencing healthy choices early on.
Cynthia Harris and her bunch have also had an emphasis, I know, on neighborhood gardening, trying to get more people in, which we all used to have gardens. You know,
right.
I grew up in a house and we had a little plot in back and we would grow the squash and the tomatoes and all that kind of
stuff. Half my backyard was a garden.
Yeah, but now we have community gardens. There's a big one. And my God, it looks like a truck farm back of NIMS Middle School right now.
That's right.
In Frenchtown, in the middle of a residential area, there is a community garden. And also, that seems to be gaining traction too.
It is, and Whole Child Leon has been working with Cynthia Harris's group, the Childhood Obesity Prevention Education Coalition, and through their strong leadership, we've just been awarded a grant through Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, Whole Child Leon, partnering with the Department of Health and also the Man in Overalls. And part of this grant will be to provide gardens for low-income families. Families that are using Second Harvest to get some of their food will qualify to have gardens at their house. And a couple community gardens will be put in as well. So it's great that the whole community is working together on this. And the leadership that COPE has brought to the community has been wonderful.
Okay. Bread for price points. Eating healthy is synonymous whether you're buying the food raw and fixing it yourself or you're going to a restaurant with being expensive or pricey. You know, it's much cheaper to get one of these, buck grease burgers somewhere with a small order of fries. That's cheap. You go out and get something healthy and you're going to pay a lot more for it. How do you kind of bring that down?
We try to – well, at Red Elephant, we always try to source fresh products. We have fresh chicken every single day. You try to work with your manufacturers to get buying power, which helps as you grow inside of a restaurant. But you always want to have it's healthy pairings. I think as a restaurant or in a family, you have to get creative and you have to understand, what – if you want to portion it with a pasta or with a rice, and you can find some alternatives where you can spend a little more on the protein trying to get a greenwise or maybe even a better protein and then have a side item that's maybe less costly to where you can bundle together for the individual. And for the restaurant, we do the same stuff. We try to keep the price points low so they're affordable. And always try to you got to keep the consumer in mind, because if you price it out of reach, no one will end up buying the product from whether it's a grocery store or it's a restaurant.
Yeah, the next thing challenge I would think is also, which you have been working on, we talked a little bit about it, making these sorts of things that healthy doesn't taste yucky.
Have to.
And most of us, in another generation grew up where healthy was yucky. Most of your vegetables were boiled into submission and it was pretty gross. So, we associated eating healthy with stuff that didn't taste so good. But today we can really spice up these sorts of things and make them much more taste appealing, can't we?
Yeah, we can. And it's also really important when families are going out to a restaurant that parents remember that the kids are watching them. So if they expect their child to be eating healthfully, then they need to also do it. They can't have your loaded fries are great. My kids love them. But you can't have that and then expect your child to be eating the grilled chicken strips. But so you need to set by example and do it as a family. And so that's one thing that's really important. But it's another thing that's really fun to do in a restaurant, because you go and you get to order. And particularly when the wait staff, the servers, are really friendly and welcoming and they're excited. The kids see the excitement. Oh, here's your children's. Oh, look at this. And this is really good. So the servers can do a lot to help with the kids.
That's a great point, Laura, because we were talking before we went on the air about the fact that since we do have a rather youngish community mm-hmm. here, I think Tallahassee or Leon County is demographically, the second youngest place in Florida, right behind Gainesville. We're within spitting distance of each other there. Most of the servers tend to be on the young side, university and college students who are trying to make it through until mm-hmm. they graduate and flee. And they don't have kids for the most part. And so how do you train them to be more sensitive and more attentive to the younger patrons, Brad?
It starts hiring right, and you have to hire a server or a staff that wants to be friendly from the very beginning. But then we have a very extensive training program. We walk them through where they learn about menu education, they learn about table service, they learn about our values as a restaurant, how we want to serve the community, be engaged, and then what we expect of our service staff. Because I really think service. One thing we train them to do is to actually try to, for the right demographic of the child, try to engage the child and let them participate in the ordering process and let them feel like they are a customer and not someone there with their parents. So we want them to address the children, to look at them, to keep in mind of all these safe serving habits mm-hmm. That Whole Child Leon has available to restaurants, because there are some of them on there that in reading your website, you know, that we need to incorporate. Mm-hmm. So we're always, you know, we're a local young chain. We can always learn from resources like a Whole Child Leon, which is fantastic to have out there. But I think it starts with, you know, hiring right and then training people with all these points that are so critical when you're engaging a young audience mm-hmm. and families.
And it's different, like you said, depending on their age. When you bring a baby in, the servers, again, let's say that these servers don't have kids and they don't know. And it's a nice place to learn about families. But there's a certain age where you're hands off. That baby is not someone you should be touching. That is the parent's right to – you may have germs. The parent may have no want for you to be engaging that baby. That baby may be asleep. And we all know what you do about waking a sleepy baby, especially when you have hungry parents. So, you know, so you need to know. And Whole Child is really excited about having a card that you can get that will be uploaded on our website, or we can do printed versions. 10 tips for servers to be family friendly, and then 10 tips for parents to be good patrons. Because there's also things that parents can do that can really change. Like they could let their kids be running all over the place, and they're ruining a dining experience for a lot of other people, and they're creating safety hazards. So there's a lot of things parents need to do, as well as we're really excited about educating the servers on specifically family-friendly safety and welcoming.
Yes, I think most tips. Of us would like a better educated parents for some of the restaurant experiences we all can quote, you know, and recall situations where shrieking kids kind
That's
of
right.
destroyed the ambiance.
That's exactly right. But a server needs to know a proper way to approach a parent without insulting them when they know that they're disturbing other people around them.
Okay.
Speaking of young babies, one of the criteria for being a family-friendly restaurant is having a changing table and in the restroom for a parent of a young child. And I'm a little shout out to Red Elephant. They have in the men's and the women's bathrooms changing tables, and we think that's wonderful.
By the way, we are talking nutrition not only for young people, which is the primary focus, but also for the rest of us here when we head out to dine outside of the home as well as inside the home. This is National Nutrition Month, and we are celebrating it here on Perspectives. 414-1234, the local number in the Tallahassee area, or long distance, 800-926-8809, perspectives at WFSU.org. However, not all restaurants are more upscale. I don't want to confound that here with expensive, but a little bit more upscale experience with a Red Elephant than what I would say has a larger clientele base, which is, again, for better or ill, the fast food, the national chains, where fried food seems to be the staple. And Courtney, how do you get some of those on board, your big names who may have kind of dipped their toe into healthier foods and then found out that, yeah, it was sort of popular, but not as popular as the fried stuff.
If you're talking about the big chains, Whole Child, we've decided to focus on just the locally owned restaurants to avoid designating those, because restaurants like some of the fast food, McDonald's and Burger King, they do have healthy choices. That's not what they really market. And we know that our families, especially our low-income families, are really driven by those 99-cent meals that don't offer the healthy choices. So we've chosen to go local and just locally owned restaurants that we will highlight as family-friendly.
Okay. What's the criteria? We hadn't really talked about that, why an establishment like Brad's at Red Elephant meets these criteria and perhaps someone across the street doesn't. Lori?
Well, first of all, we want to keep it simple because we don't have to get complicated. We have five things that we want people we want establishments to look at. One of them is a changing table because you have to be able to accommodate because stuff happens. And you have to be able to have a safe environment to take care of that. And so you don't want someone having a baby on a counter for several reasons. Healthful food choices on a children's menu. So having something specific for children. Well-maintained booster seats and high chairs. And I can't say enough about well-maintained because they can get very grimy. They can get very broken. One of the really neat things that Red Elephant puts, they clean their high chairs and then they sanitize them and then they put cellophane on top of them. You know, I mean, they keep them because if you stuff them back in a corner and dust and grime and everything gets, well, that's not, I don't want my kid there. So things like that, having like plastic cups with lids and things because you don't want something breaking. And so having something that the child can handle and then having some kind of capacity to get the child food right when they need it. Some crackers, some breadsticks, some Cheerios, something. I think you guys even give Cheerios, do you?
We do.
Yeah. So, I mean, something that when they walk in and they get hungry pretty quickly, the wait staff has the opportunity to accommodate.
Yeah, grown-ups may be able to handle a 10-minute wait before the first course comes.
Right.
Not the little kids. They want it now.
They want it now. That's exactly right. So those five things are what we're looking for.
Anyone beyond Red Elephant that meets the criteria yet, or is that the only one?
We have a list of family-friendly restaurants on our website, and our goal is to have every single one of them having a sticker in their window.
Okay, we'll talk more about nutrition for kids and us, too, in just a moment on Perspectives. Amazingly, eating healthy does not have to be overly expensive or inconvenient or tasteless, as we are finding out this morning on Perspectives, talking to folks with Whole Child Leon and also the co-founder of Red Elephant Restaurants here in Tallahassee, which has won a designation from Whole Child Leon as being a kid-friendly and healthy kind of place to eat. 414-1234, the number to call, 800-926-8809 for Perspectives, and also the email perspectives at WFSU.org. Looking again at the schools, we don't want to beat up too terribly much on Dee Crumpler as a member of the Leon County School District, but we also have someone in the Leon District Foundation who is Sheila Costigan, and she is involved in a number of other efforts to try to get kids healthier through nutrition and other means as well. What is that program? I heard you mention that just a moment ago, Courtney.
Through the Foundation for Leon County Schools, Sheila Costigan is really oversees wellness for the employees and the students. But she was able to get a grant and start an initiative at Kate Sullivan last year called Kids Bite Back, and it's really cool. It's a peer-led thing, so it's fourth and fifth graders, and really the emphasis is to help children understand about big fat business, marketing, McDonald's and Burger King and all those big, that they are marketing those unhealthy choices to children through television and other ways, the Happy Meal and the toy, and then the couch potato industries that encourage children to have a lot of screen time. But the fact that they're peer-led really, really works well. And I think she had some really good statistics and data that she was able to draw after that first year from the Kate Sullivan pilot. So she's hoping to take that forward.
I thought that was so effective. She let me sit in on one of the meetings where the pitch first came down for the Kids Bite Back. And I thought that this whole thing about inverted peer pressure is terrific. And apparently someone else has picked up on that too. Have you seen the Geico commercial?
I haven't.
With, okay, how do you get yourself a little bit healthier? You hire three middle school girls. And, you know, every time you reach for a burger or something, they go through this little routine, which is, oh,
ew.
Ooh, that's so gross. Really? And every time. You know, and you know, the guy puts away the hamburger. He doesn't want to handle
yet.
That. It's terrific. It's great. And maybe is that where it lies, do you think, Brad, where it becomes cool to eat healthy?
That'd be wonderful. I think you got to – I mean, like Ms. Koskin's doing, you got to start in the schools and you got to start young and get to where there is a peer that will stand up and say, you know, why are you eating the fried delight over there when you could be having raw broccoli with some dip?
And it's interesting, this Kids Bite Back, the founder encourage when they're picking those student leaders to head it up, they say don't get the bookworm, don't get the teacher's pet, pick that kind of C student that's really cool to be that leader, and it's really worked.
That's great.
That makes a lot of sense. Andra's on line one, giving us a call here on Perspectives. Hi.
Thank you. I'm Andra Copeland calling from First Presbyterian Preschool here in Tallahassee, where we have had the fun this year of working with Courtney with the 95210 program as part of our curriculum at First Pres. And I just wanted to say, I think one of the aspects which of 95210 that we have really appreciated is the educational outreach, not just to the young children, but through them to their parents. And hearing many times from parents about children coming home with information about good food choices and limiting portions and how to prepare a healthy meal. And I think that's been one of the real eye-openers for us, is that even 4- and 5-year-old children can reach out to their parents and help educate them in making smart choices for life with regards to food.
Oh, Andrew, that's great feedback. Give us some examples of healthy snacks there at First Presbyterian Preschool.
Right. Yes. We try to stay away from, you know, the usual culprits, which would be the sugars and the fats. And those are sometimes lurking in places that, you know, you think would be healthy, like choosing the canned peaches and heavy syrup. We're always careful to choose the peaches that are canned in their own, you know, their own juices. If we serve cookies, being careful, always choosing a cookie with fewer than 10 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, so no frostings, no chocolate. Although one of the things we do try to sort of focus on with children is the occasional treat is okay. And I don't know if I mentioned this to Courtney from the get-go, but I have a jar of Hershey's Kisses on my desk back in the director's office. And I made a point when we started with 95210 that I was still going to keep the jar of Hershey's Kisses on my desk, because one Hershey's Kiss at the end of the day can be a good thing, not a bad thing.
I agree with you, Andra. It's great that you called in, and we really appreciate First Presbyterian Preschool being part of our 95210 pilot. And in fact, it's folks like Andra being willing to embrace this that helped us get that grant and get this continuing to move forward and being involved in more preschools. But, you know, part of 95210 is policy change. We are hoping that these preschools start saying, you know what, we're not going to restrict playground time because a child was disruptive in class as a punishment. We encourage the physical activity. Parents, come on, when you celebrate a child's birthday, bring cupcakes in, but they don't have to have icing. You know, if we have two birthdays in one classroom, we don't have donuts and cupcakes. We do one celebration for all. So it's wonderful that you called in and you're giving us some of those good examples. And that bottom-up messaging from children to parents, I can remember trying to recycle a pizza box once. And my 7-year-old son said, Mommy, you can't recycle pizza boxes. The grease doesn't let you recycle. So you learn a lot from your kids. So I appreciate you calling in, Andra, and thank you again for embracing 95210 and being part of that first group of preschools to be part of the pilot.
Well, Laurie, might wholechildleon.org have some additional information for daycare centers and voluntary pre-K facilities and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we have all those things. We have things that parents can do, recreational opportunities that you can do as a family. We have after-school programs. We have when you find out you're expecting, we've got all the information about where you need to go. We have it all based and categorized by the six dimensions of a whole child. So with regards to our mission, we want to make sure that a child is being raised holistically, and we're not just focused on one aspect of their life. We're always looking at all dimensions of them. And looking at all dimensions of the child, we're looking at all dimensions of the family. And the other thing that we're trying to do is find out what's out there. We don't want to redo anything. We've got great organizations out there, and our goal is to connect them and to help businesses know that they're a part of this. So restaurants that are doing a good job, we want to pat them on the back, and we want to tell parents about them. So that's what we're here to do. We're not another program. We don't have services that we provide. We look for people that are providing the services, and we tell parents.
Okay. And Brad Lewis, when it comes to other restaurants, the locally owned, not the big chains, as we mentioned, the McDonald's, Burger King's at all, can this sort of thing be commercially viable? As much as you want to be a good community citizen and all that kind of thing, you still got to make a buck on this. And can other restaurants actually do that, make that a positioning statement and bring in more revenue?
Certainly, I think they can. It's having other choices and options that are probably already on their menu and just either put it in a portion size for a child or on a kid's menu, or letting the parents know that, yes, you can get a small side salad for a child if they want a salad, or you can get just broccoli, or if the child likes broccoli but doesn't like the squash. You know, the ways you can kind of customize that menu to make it a happy experience with a healthy choice as opposed to an unhappy one. And if the kid says, I don't like that, then, you know, they can go on and still enjoy the meal but not be forced to try the yucky vegetable. But I think definitely more restaurants can, with limited expense, take their existing resources and items in the restaurant and just kind of hone those to suit, you know, a youth audience in a healthy way.
Yeah, but then also market it so that those families who are looking for those sorts of alternatives will know, oh, there it is, and that's where you guys come in, right?
That's right. That's right. I think that you can't, you know, be awake during the day and not hear something about the obesity epidemic that our state and nation faces. And so I think if restaurants can really – I think families are looking to be healthier, and that can be a great marketing tool, that we have these healthy options. We are family-friendly. So, I think it's
And our goal is you don't want to be the only restaurant on the block without that sticker, the whole child family-friendly restaurant sticker in your wall. So that's our goal. We want everybody healthy, happy, and enjoying life.
It's like a different kind of Zogby rating, you know?
Exactly. That's right.
That you want to have that. Just a few moments remaining, but still enough time to get your call in at 414-1234-800-926-8809. Talking nutrition on Perspectives with a Whole Child League and Executive Director Courtney Atkins, Lori Danilo Roberts, Family Forum Magazine online originator, and Brad Lewis with Red Elephant Restaurants. Since we were focusing so much on schools, though, that initiative to transition, well, it's a done deal. It has happened, where the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services now is taking over the school lunch program, essentially. What do you guys think that's going to do? Anything? Nothing? What?
I'm excited about it. I think that I know they have some programs, one to buy locally from farmers, which will just encourage our local farms to be able to stay in business and keep providing produce. They are allowing schools now to have community gardens that they can actually eat the produce out of and be exposed to. This is where our food comes from, and this is how we grow it. It's really pretty simple, and I can taste that cherry tomato at school right out of the garden and on our playground. So I'm real excited to have the Department of Agriculture take part in the school lunch program.
I'll never forget the kids used to always come home from school singing that song, Dirt, You Made My Lunch. And I loved that song, Dirt, You Made My Lunch. It's awesome.
See, was that Kesha or Lady Gaga? I'm trying to remember. Neither one, I guess. But we still have one other challenge, and that is if you drive around various parts of even this community, which will remain nameless, you cannot find a fresh fruit or vegetable to save your life. You're not going to find the local convenience store. And I'm not saying that those are bad people or anything, but you'll find maybe a handful of overly ripe bananas, and that is it. There's nothing else. How do we change that?
Those food deserts, what a challenge. It really is. And we do know, thanks to the Leon County Health Department, where those food deserts are. But, yeah, if, you know, there are families, especially with transportation issues that we have, that live too far from a grocery store, and they do their grocery shopping in those convenience stores that have, you know, rotten bananas and apples for a dollar by the counter. But it's a real challenge. Having more community gardens, farmers markets in strategically located places, but it's tough. Having those farmers markets being able to accept the SNAP card for food assistance, you know, being able to set that right there at the market, it really helps. So, yeah, we've got some work to do there.
Okay. And anything we can do with our schools, because we know that we have schools in all parts of our communities because the kids go to school there. But the summer food program and just accessibility with community gardens at our schools.
And Second Harvest does a great work with their backpacks that go home on the weekends with children that have been identified to have food shortages at home, especially healthy food. So that's good work that we just need to keep building on.
Yeah, there's a surprising number of kids that's really the only healthy food they get is in school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do for the summer?
That's right.
It's tough.
Yeah, they go to Red Elephant. That's
we hope so.
Yeah. Brad, how do you see this all playing out as you go through an expansion, which, by the way, props to you guys for not going on one of these massive expansions where the organization finally collapses under its own weight. You seem to be doing this in a pretty well-considered, prudent fashion here. Is this going to be a part of your whole shtick going forward? I know you're going through some menu changes and modifications and all that, but is this kind of locked into you guys?
Without a doubt. You know, our concept is family-friendly at its core. And with that, you have to have healthy options for the children. You have to have stuff that the parents are going to order for the kids and stuff that the kids are going to want to eat. And that's what kind of keeps the people coming through your door, in our opinion. So we'll keep a fun atmosphere. We'll keep having fewer TVs on the walls to encourage that family conversation at the table. We'll keep having, you know, the fun, funky colors to where it's more of a lively venue for the children, interesting for the adults as well. Keep the fun music in the background. But at the same time, we will this is definitely Whole Child Leon recognizing us as the first family-friendly restaurant has caused me to refocus on the kids menu because, quite frankly, that's many restaurants, they don't focus on it at all. It's just something that you have to have by default. But we're looking at it. You know, we have an artist that goes through and creates this interactive menu, and we update it regularly. And it's having us look at our choices on our menu and maybe put a few more options on the kids' menu for those parents that don't feel comfortable saying, well, can you do this as a special request? But have those just spelled out blatantly for them. You know, you can get these other options that are healthy for your child and let them try them. And have them in a fun atmosphere, a fun experience. And maybe they like a vegetable and they'll like it for good.
Yeah, and anyone who has not been in the restaurant business has no concept of how difficult it is to come up with a menu that is going to satisfy the wide range of customers who are going to come through that door. So, again, congratulations to you guys for trying to get all those considerations worked into the choices that you have on the menu. Lori, what's ahead for you and the resource that you're working with through Whole Child Leon?
I'm really proud to be on the Whole Child Leon Steering Committee and to be able to meet all the people in our community that are already working so hard and finding that information and getting out to parents. I just want to keep doing that.
Okay. And Courtney, as far as Whole Child Leon itself is concerned, with all the other initiatives you guys got cooking.
Well, we're so excited about this. And before we end the show, I want to thank Brad again and Red Elephant for being part of this family-friendly restaurant initiative. We hope others will come on board. But, yeah, we encourage families to go to our website and look at all the information and resources that can be helpful to them in raising their children. But also, you know, the partnerships and collaborations we have with Leon County Schools and the Health Department and the COPE Initiative, it's just been wonderful. And we just hope that we can continue to bring the community together around the issues our children are facing.
Well, that is probably the biggest challenge that we have seen since we started doing this particular program here in this area is we have so much, and it is – there's a little bit there, a little bit here, and how do we tie that all together into one unified front so you have all elements of the community working on a problem? I think we're getting there with this one.
Right, and not duplicating, you know, services, you know, working together and being aware of what – we had this professional network meeting every month, and we're 70 to 80 human service agencies come together, and it's a forum for them to hear what each other's doing, what program's not going on anymore, what they've started, and it helps them collaborate and not duplicate service and work in silos. So we're real proud of that.
And by the way, everyone, check out wholechildleon.org for this resource and other ones. Brad Lewis from Red Elephant Restaurant, thanks for coming in. Laurie Danello Roberts, same to you, and Courtney Atkins from Whole Child Leon. We really
Thank
appreciate it.
Thank you so
it.
Much, Tom.
Let's all eat
Thanks,
healthy
Tom.
For the rest of the month. What do you say?
At least right the day, on. Tom.
At least today. Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM and Tallahassee. Technical assistance by Taylor Cox, Michael Fleming back there on the phones and emails. And I'm Tom Flanagan. Thanks so much for listening.
Are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.